Well, good morning. I hope you have felt the Lord's blessing this morning to be upon you and to be guiding you and directing you ever closer to God. Listen to these words that come from Psalm 95, the first few verses. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. What a great thing it is to know that God is our shepherd, and that we are his flock, and that he is the one who is caring for us, guiding us, leading us, helping us, encouraging us, and strengthening us. Praise be to God for being our great shepherd and the one who guides and leads us through so much in this world. Let's go now to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, what a blessing it is to be your children. What a blessing it is to know that you are the shepherd who is there to care for us, to watch over us, to direct us when we go astray, to guide us ever closer to you in a deep and powerful relationship. Lord, we thank you for being that kind of God, a God who is constantly reaching out to draw us back into the fold, reaching out to guide us ever deeper into a community that brings praise and honor and glory to you. But Lord, as we come, we realize that we are sinners and that we have walked the wrong paths many times. Sometimes we walk those paths because that's the choice we made. And sometimes we have found ourselves down that path without realizing that we started in that direction. So we come to you this morning and ask for your forgiveness. We repent of where we have gone wrong, and we pray that you would guide us to experience in a fullness your forgiveness, your healing, your rebuilding and recreating of our lives. Lord, we thank you for Jesus Christ because we know through his willingness to step away and walk here upon earth and to die on the cross for our sins, that we have a way to be at one with you, a way to have a deep and powerful relationship. That relationship was broken by sin, and you decided you could not handle that. So you made a way through Jesus Christ that we could be restored, that we could be renewed. And we thank you for that. What a great blessing that is to know that when we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that you have taken his righteousness and placed it upon us. Not only are our sins forgiven and washed away, but you have also placed that righteousness on us and now only see us as your daughters and sons, as those who are inheritors of the kingdom of God. So, Lord, we thank you for what you've done for us, for it's only by your grace and mercy that this has happened. We never could have achieved salvation by ourselves, but now you have given us salvation and eternal life, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the many things that you do around us. Most of them we're not even aware of. The way you guard us and keep us safe. the way your Holy Spirit comes to us again and again to guide us and lead us to walk in your ways. The way that you continue to mold us and transform us into the very image of Jesus Christ. We thank you for that. We thank you for those who have gone on before us, who set an example for us in knowing how to live this holy life. Lord, thank you for the tremendous things you've done for us. We thank you also that you are a God who hears the very cries and cares of our hearts. So we come to you now and we want to lift up to you those who have lost loved ones, whether it be recently or whether it's still a hurt from the past. We offer it up to you and we ask that you would work in these people's lives and ask that you would be there for comfort and guidance, that you would be there to help them to remember and to renew. Lord, walk with them in a way that will help them through their grief, that they might be able to experience joy and happiness again. And Lord, we pray for those who are dealing with sickness in any way, whether it be cancer, whether it be a need for a surgery or healing from a surgery. We pray that your healing hand would be upon them. We pray especially for those in this country who are having to deal with COVID-19, whether it's a disease that they have at this time, or whether there are people on the front lines trying to help to find ways to cure folks, to heal folks, to continue to develop vaccines, that this COVID-19 pandemic might be washed away from this earth. Lord, we pray for that as we have continued to pray for that, and we lift it up to you, asking that you would do that and do it soon. We also pray for those in the midst of our communities that are hurting, whether it's financially, whether it's physically, emotionally, or even spiritually. We pray that your Holy Spirit would come into their lives and direct and guide them in such a way that their relationship with you would bring healing, and that it would bring strength and encouragement and help them to walk in your ways and be a true reflection of Jesus Christ in this world. And Lord, we also want to come to you and ask you that you would work in the hearts of those who have not made a commitment to have a relationship with you. We pray that you would work in their hearts in such a way that doors and avenues would be open for those who know you to speak with them and share with them and talk with them about things, that they might know how to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and accept the work that he did for them upon the cross, so that they too might experience salvation and eternal life. And Lord, we pray for us as the community of faith that you would transform us to be who you need us to be to advance your kingdom in this world. Guide us now as we pray Jesus' words that he taught to his disciples when they asked him, teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. What a great thing it is to know that God does hear and listen to us, and that God does walk with us through all that's going on. This past year has been tough, so I'd like for you to listen to these scriptures that come from the book of Jeremiah. Listen to what the Lord has to say through Jeremiah to those who are in exile. This is what the Lord says. Sing with joy for Jacob. Shout for the foremost of the nations. Make your praises heard and say, Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I will bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them will be the blind and the lame, expectant mothers and women in labor. A great throng will return. They will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. I will lead them beside streams of water on a level path where they will not stumble. Because I am Israel's father and Ephraim is my firstborn son. Hear the words of the Lord, you nations. Proclaim it in distant coastlands. He who scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. For the Lord will deliver Jacob and redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they. They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of the Lord. The grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, the young of the flocks and herds. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will sorrow no more. Then young women will dance and will be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I will satisfy the priest with abundance, and my people will be filled with my bounty, declares the Lord. What a wonderful message that Jeremiah in the 31st chapter shares with the people. In this chapter of Jeremiah 31, 7 through 14, God shares very words with the people that God will take care of them. That even though they might be out and about in exile and they might be far from the lands that they know, that God will bring them back. They may be hurting, they may be lame, they may be blind, they may be any number of things. And God will take care of them and guide them and lead them right back and rebuild them in such a way that they will all be about dancing. Did you catch that? It says not only the young women, but the young men and the old men also will be dancing. God's desire is for God's people to have joy and that the people might have joy in such a way that other nations would hear about what God is doing for them. Maybe this is a word that we need for our day, because this has been these past 10 months have been a time of, in one way, exile for the church. For you see, many churches have not gathered together and people have not gathered together to worship God. And with Phil Baptist, we have done it for a while and we've stopped it and we've gone back to it. And now we've stopped it again because of the great spread of COVID-19 where we are right now. There's a desire to keep people safe, but this is almost, in one way, like being in exile. You see, we found ways to gather together and to enjoy each other's company and fellowship and encouragement. But there's still been something missing from that. Technology has allowed us to see each other, talk with one another, and maybe even in very brief visits to spend some time with one another. But still, there's something missing. And that's why I think it's like the church is in exile in a way. Some churches have gone full steam ahead and said it doesn't matter. God will protect us. God will guide us. God will do. And some have decided not to meet. And yet, as all this is going on, it is just like exile. Because we're not gathering together in such a way to encourage, support, and help one another as we did 10 months ago. What's the answer to this? I think part of the answer is looking at what God has to say. And when we look at what God has to say, God says, I will gather them together again. They will come with all their hurts and pains. They will come whether they're limping, running, or walking. They will come together no matter what stage of life they're in, whether they're young or middle-aged or old. And God says, I will gather them back together for a great and powerful and wonderful community. Maybe this is the message that we need to grab a hold of for our day. It still might be a while before we can take some of the steps to gather together as God's community. You see, I think about the exiles as they were carted off a thousand miles from their home. Their homes were destroyed. Their homes were broken down. And it took time to come back. It took time for God to set things proper that people might return and come back in such a way. It's going to take time again. The sad thing is that some that used to gather in community might not gather anymore. They might not come together in such a way for support and encouragement of one another. They might not come together in such a way for singing and music, and that's tough. But what I know as I read the scriptures and look at the scriptures is that God has always promised to guide the people back together in a grand way. God has always promised that. Yes, Israel failed at times and they walked away from God and went their own ways and did their own things. And God still brought a promise to them that says, I will gather you once again. I will bring you together in such a way that your festivals will have greater meaning. I will bring you together in such a way that everyone will be dancing and singing. God has always promised this. And I believe that this promise of God bringing the community back together is even for us in this day. As the church seems spread far and wide at the moment, and thank God for the use of technology and that we can still gather together and encourage one another in one way. But as I said, there's still something missing in that. But maybe we just need to get a hold of God's promise. And God has promised that God will bring us all back together. I know there's great hope in this vaccine that's starting to go out from the different companies. There's great hope in that, and that we might be able to return back to some sense of what we knew 10 months ago as gathering as a church. But it's also my hope that as we gather together, that it may not be as it was before. But that it will be a grand return. That it will be a marvelous return. That there will be miracles that will be shared, there are testimonies that will be given, and people will be sharing and shouting and letting the whole community, not just the community of faith, but the community that God has placed us in, know about the incredible things that God has done for us as we've been apart. Maybe it's time that we grab a hold of this promise. And maybe it's time that we trust in this promise in such a way that God is bringing us together even now maybe with just baby steps. But even now, God is bringing us together to walk once again in the glory of God's kingdom. I think that means that we need to prepare ourselves for rebuilding this community. This community that God wants to establish in powerful ways. We need to prepare ourselves. Because as the church comes back together from what may be termed an exile, and as we come back together to join together in fabulous and great ways once again with singing, with dancing, with shouts of joy, with sharing and testimonies, as we come together in those ways, it's probably going to look different than it did in the past. And because of that difference, it will affect other folks. And it will cause them to see what happened and why we continued to trust God, even in the midst of a difficult time. Folks, it's time to prepare ourselves. It's time to get ready. It's time maybe to set aside some of the things that used to be done. It's time to set aside some of the ways that things used to happen. Because God is leading us back together to be a faithful and powerful community in the midst of this world. This world needs it, and our country needs it, more so than it has ever needed it before, I think. It's time for Christians to come together with rejoicing. It's time for us to trust in the promise that God says, I will gather them together from the north and the south and the east and the west. I will gather them together in such a way that they can bring praise and honor and glory to me, and that it will truly affect other people in the community at large. Not just being a building that's open on Sunday and that people can attend if they want to, but a church that lives outside the walls of the building in such a way that it's out in the midst of the community, always touching hearts for Jesus Christ. Folks, that's who we need to be. And I'm convinced that God is calling us back together in that way. So I'm going to ask you to think about this. Are you willing to prepare yourself for the return of God's community here in Wytheville, Virginia? And if you're watching from some other place, are you willing to prepare yourself as God's pulling your community back together again too? Are you willing? It's going to take some preparation on our parts because things will be different. It's going to take some preparation because we need to be people about singing, about music, about dancing, about shouting, about joy in such a way that the people around us in our community at large will say, that's what I want in my life. Tell me about this Jesus who guides you in life and who helps you. Tell me about this God who even through a difficult time brings you back together to celebrate. Are you willing to prepare yourself for that kind of celebration? Let's pray. Lord, these 10 months have truly been a difficult time with this pandemic. It's unsettling. It's caused a lot of division. It's caused even pain and anguish and hatred. So once again, Lord, we ask you to end this pandemic and to bring the church out of exile. Bring us to a place where we safely can meet. Bring us to a place where we can shout for joy for what you've done for us. Bring us to a place where we can dance like we never have before, where we can give testimonies and share of the incredibleness that you've done in our lives. Lord, thank you for these images from Jeremiah, images that you asked him to give to the exiles, and images that we can grab a hold of because you want to do the same thing for us even now. So may we prepare and may we be ready when you bring us back together to shout and sing, to share and reach out, and to love this world as it needs to be loved, so that others can become part of the kingdom of God also. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. May God go with you this week in such a way that you see how God is preparing things, in such a way that you understand the incredible depth and love of Jesus Christ for you and for our community of faith. And may God go with you in such a way that the Holy Spirit is right there in a way that you understand the presence of the Spirit and can hear the very whispers and words that the Holy Spirit is sharing with you. May God strengthen you and guide you this week. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.